Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Candace Smitherman, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the Spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. A rise in terror attacks on houses of worship, both domestically and internationally, has caused many churches to reevaluate their safety protocols. A new study found that most churches have a plan in place. Find out more after this break.
Do you want to unlock your purpose by connecting to God's Word in such a way that you feel the Holy Spirit guide your every step? As women, we can put the brakes on our spiritual journey because of our busy schedules. This is why Treasured Ministries helps women from all over the world learn how to cultivate a deeper connection with the Word of God, regardless of their schedule. Women need to feel the Holy Spirit lead them through every season on their faith journey, every day. Don't wait another day to unlock what God has for you. To learn more, go to tmin.live/home. Again, that's tmin.live/home.
A new study from Lifeway Research finds that roughly 80% of Protestant pastors say their church has some type of security measure in place when they gather in worship. The data suggests that the more people who attend the church, the more likely the church is to have a plan in place. The most common method is an intentional plan, with armed church members, radio communication among security personnel, armed private security, and uniformed police officers on site following behind as other common approaches. However, having armed church members is still controversial. 45% of pastors say having armed church members is part of their security measures, but another 27% have a strict no firearms policy anywhere on the church campus. Lifeway Research Executive Director Scott McConnell says pastors are trying to balance two responsibilities: protect those on the inside while being as welcoming as possible to those on the outside. Pray for safety for churches and other religious gatherings in 2020, and pray that God will give courage and wisdom to Christians to know the right way to handle this issue. And if you like this story, you can read more stories like it at charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.